getting Tennesseans to go to college takes more than just free tuition. That's one of the takeaways from a report by a nonprofit that tracks higher education in Tennessee. It dissected barriers around the state that seem to be stopping people from enrolling in college. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
It doesn't matter if you can afford community college if you don't have a car to drive there or don't have internet access for online courses. According to Complete Tennessee, which wrote the report, those are both issues in rural counties between Nashville and the Alabama line. Meanwhile, the regions surrounding Nashville and Chattanooga have a different hurdle. The job markets there are so strong that the incentive to go to college is lower because there are plenty of opportunities without getting a higher degree or certificate. Here's Kenyatta Lovett, director of Complete Tennessee.
From a student's perspective, making, $18 an hour, that's a really big deal. But long term, that's not in the best interest of that student, the employer, or the community, because they will be ill-equipped to be successful in the future.
Lovett says some training programs in Northeast Tennessee have tried to encourage employers to only hire students after they earn their degree or certificate. This independent report is meant to critique and ultimately push forward the governor's college completion agenda. The goal is for 55% of adults in the state to have a higher education credential by 2025. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.